Okay.
That makes you feel an obligation.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. I've been going to town board meetings over the last year, and there's been a number of changes to the emergency services in Eastern Broome County. And we have Chris Zacharias here tonight to provide a kind of an overview, maybe the shorter version of the town board presentations. The changes are fairly significant from what it used to be, and I won't delve into any of that. Chris, if you want to come up and provide an introduction to who you are and what you do.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Mike.
I don't want to block you guys either. Sorry about that. So if you can hear me okay, I'll not use the microphone. So I'm Chris Zacharias. I'm the president of Eastern Broome Emergency Services. To my left is Trevor Stiles. He's the station supervisor out of deposit, which I'll get into in a minute, exactly what his role is and how it comes into play. So basically, over the last 4 to 5 years in Eastern Broome County, we've seen an increase in call volume, obviously, amongst our population and our residents. All of our services out in Eastern Broome County were all volunteer prior to current conditions now that we'll talk about here in a second. So part of that was, as we were seeing the call volume increase, it was harder and harder for our volunteers to constantly be going out for calls. Obviously, out of our call volume, the majority of it's emergency medical services related calls versus fire. That's been a common trend over the years. As the fire services branched more into providing pre-hospital medical care, that became a busier and busier part of the department. Now you're looking at, usually most agencies are running about 40% med calls, 60%, 40% fire calls, 60% EMS related, 40% fire. So we're seeing that trend continue. So as that's been going on and over time, it became more and more difficult for our volunteers to go out. We had less and less volunteers to provide the emergency medical care as well because of state requirements getting more difficult and not so many people working right here in town. We had some businesses that we lost over the last 5-6 years. They had employers that employees that used to let leave all the time. One of them being like the Deposit Telephone Company and some other ones. When they switched over to TDS, a lot of their people changed out. They don't have the people they could send out to help us anymore at calls during the day. Daytime's obviously our biggest difficult time to get people out, so we're like, we got to look at doing something. So moving forward, we began about 4 or 5 years ago. It takes time, as you know, with government things, trying to get things up and running. But at consolidating, that was a big thing. You know, there's ways to save money by using consolidated services, shared people. So one of our departments, which is just west of us, which is Windsor, they had a fire-based ambulance that was in the same basis as we were. They broke their ambulance away from their fire department in Windsor and started their own entity over there. So we began to see, well, let's see how that works out for them. It was looking pretty good. They got up and running. Difficult, though. Their agency runs less calls than ours does. They run only usually, we'll say, maybe 400 med calls a year, 300 med calls a year, something around that ballpark. We run a little bit more, between 400 and 500 med calls here. So we saw them get up and running. We're like, okay, that's definitely the way we're going to be wanting to look at going, is to a separate entity. There's a couple reasons for that. We're a village-based fire service here in Deposit, including the town of Sanford. The town of Sanford contracts with the village of Deposit for fire protection. So the village actually operates the fire department. Under state law, the village-based fire ambulance could not bill for any services. So it was only whatever is collected through taxes that funds that ambulance, which is obviously a minimal amount. So that being said, we operate a basic ambulance out of Deposit. So we didn't provide advanced life support. So that's why you see Superior, Broome Ambulance, et cetera, coming over to assist us a lot. A problem we started seeing come up from that was that when they went to bill people's insurance, the insurance companies wouldn't accept their bill because they said they were not the primary agency. And the primary agency typically would bill for service. Deposit obviously was not billing, so it created a flaw in the billing system. So a lot of our residents started having problems with the bills not being able to be paid off through insurance like they were supposed to be. So that was another concern we had that came up. So in the nutshell, as we continued to move forward, we said, well, this is working out well in Windsor. Rather than us reinventing the wheel, let's look at doing combined services between the two of us. Save some money, get better services, better providers. So that's what we ended up doing. Over the last 4 years, we ended up merging with Windsor. And as of March of this year, the agency finally got up and running, and that's now Eastern Broome Emergency Services. You'll see some of the ambulances around. So that's a consolidated ambulance service that covers everything from the Kirkwood town line over to the Hancock town line. We have a crew on duty 24 hours a day for the agency, at least one, that's roaming somewhere between this district. Usually they're running out of Windsor or Deposit are the two main places that they're out of. We have a total of three ambulances available, two of which are run by Eastern Broom, one of which is still run by the Deposit Fire Department. Since we started with the staffing, with the one crew being on duty, they answer the first call pretty much all the time. So if they're available, they're on that first call. The two fire departments on the two ends of the district, which are Deposit and then West Windsor, have what's called a med team. That's where the fire department shows up first with a fire truck, provides care until the ambulance gets there. Usually it's a matter of 3-5 minutes difference between the time that the fire department gets there. In some cases, the med team doesn't go because if the ambulance is already coming from Deposit, there's no point in both going together, obviously, because they're coming out of the same place, unless they need the help for some reason. So the ambulance operates out of either Deposit, Windsor, or West Windsor. Like, so that's where Trevor comes into play because he's the station supervisor here out of Deposit, and then there's one at each of the other stations as well. It's a supervisor. Now that provides us with advanced level of care out of these stations. We're getting a grant through Broome County, which you may have seen in the news a lot recently, for $40,000. That's what's going to ALS equip the ambulance we have now here in Deposit. So now that way we can operate two ALS ambulances. Right now the ALS crew typically comes from the Windsor station unless they're already here posted. So that's one of the other big changes. It's going to up our level of care. And now also with the staffing. And we've been able to do it basically with no tax increase on the tax side, which was phenomenal. A lot of agencies that looked at us when we were setting up said, oh, you'll never be able to do it. You'll never be able to do it. Well, we have. And it's one thing we've been very proud of. We've been able to do it the same rate that we're at currently. So moving forward, that's where we're at right now. We've got one more entity we're hoping to get consolidated in with us, and that's the Colesville Ambulance. There's still a volunteer emergency squad on this end of the county, and it will be completely all one entity. So in a really brief version of the EMS system, that's my update for that. For fire-wise, we haven't had a lot of changes on the fire side. Our call volume has stayed about the same. We've acquired, and when you've seen us before, we've acquired a ladder truck now, so we have an aerial device. Everything else is pretty much the same. My only thing I will ask of everybody up here, I know since some of you are getting ready to leave probably for the winter months, please make sure your house numbers are marked out there on the road. I know because sometimes we have a real hard time up here trying to figure out for sure which driveway is for which house. So that's just something I always like to throw out there to everybody just to make sure the numbering is out front and clearly visible for us, especially too going into the winter, even though you're not here, but that way if there's a problem up here, we can find number ranges a lot quicker. So, like I said, I want to keep it short, I know, so you can go on to the rest of your meeting. But does anybody have any questions for me or for Trevor on anything? We can talk anything fire or EMS if you had any questions. Or if you had any questions on the 911 system, because I'm actually the supervisor of the 911 center, too. So I can cover the full spectrum of things if you had anything. Yes, sir?
Some communities for fire have a red sign.
Yes.
With letters that
yes.
They purchase them?
Yes.
Is that functional here?
Yes, we actually do that. There's some that you'll see around the lake. I think some of the people up here have them. I've seen them out there. And we sold them, I think, for $10 at the time. We put the numbers on, took care of it for you. So if that's something you're interested in, we can definitely hook you up with one. That was a few years ago we did that.
Where do you contact for that?
You can contact me. Mark has all my information, so he can give that to you, and you can just get a hold of me, and we can take care of it for you.
Okay.
Anybody else? Yes. Yeah. Basically, what will happen is if the ambulance comes, your insurance will get a bill for it. Yes. And that should be all taken care of now. We only soft bill, so you don't get taken to collection or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about that.
Chris, if anybody wanted to contribute to either the fire department or the emergency services, do you want to describe that?
Yeah, sure. Both entities are a not-for-profit organization. Eastern Borough Emergency Services are the same. We each have a 501c3. So Eastern Borough Emergency Services have them. We have a DBA for that. So originally the agency was called Windsor Emergency Services before we consolidated. When we consolidated, we wanted to go to a generic name so it wasn't specific to a municipality. So that we include Colesville when they come on board, they can hopefully join right into us with no problems. So we have a not-for-profit status for that. We also have one for the fire department. The fire department operates different hands, basically, fingers out of that. So the one umbrella that overlaps the whole entity, and then we have our EMS division, we have our fire division, we have what's called a benevolent committee. That committee I'll specifically talk about because it deals with the donations. Their whole function is they just do fundraising for us. That's all they do. They go out, they have some raffles every year, they do some different types of things, different activities, some dinners and things sometimes. And all they do, those members just do fundraising. And they use that money strictly to buy equipment for us. They bought, I think, over $20,000 worth of equipment already since they were in existence in 2001. They bought a boat. They bought a ton of radios for us. Thermal imaging camera times three now with, as the technology has improved. So that money goes to really good use. It goes out every day on calls when we go out. They bought some EMS stuff. They put some people through EMS training for swift water rescue technicians. So they do a lot of good for us. And then we've got our auxiliary branch, which is in there also. They're the ones that come and provide us with rehab stuff at fires or like the train derailment, things like that that we've had recently. So any one of those entities you can contribute money to, whether it be auxiliary, EMS, fire, or benevolent, and then they use it to support the operations within the department. But like I said, the benevolent committee is specifically for that. That's just why I spent the time talking about specifically them. But yeah, each one has their 501c3. It's a tax exempt and tax deduction that we can send you a receipt for and a thank you card for.
And the information for this is on one of the websites?
Yep. You can go online. You can go. Deposit Fire Department website is one of the free ones, so it's a Google site. So if you just search Deposit Fire Department, it'll come up for you. Or if you search Eastern Broome Emergency Services, it'll come up for you. The website's easternbroomes.org. And they're both on there. They have all the information right there.
Great. Chris, the association has a donation for you.
Advance the cause.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate you coming.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you all very much. Any other questions? Anytime, so feel free. If you have questions, you know how to get hold of us. Thank you, guys.
We'd like you to come back when it's not a 911 call.
Exactly.